Welcome to another WABE Medical Minute. I'm Jim Burris, joined as always by Dr. Ford Vox, our medical analyst. And Dr. Vox, we're talking today about a controversial treatment for a complication of osteoporosis. But first, let's start with a little about osteoporosis itself and maybe why it's such a problem.
Well, you know, about 10 million of the 100 million people in the country over age 50 have osteoporosis, whether they know it or not. That's a low enough bone mass that it puts you at risk of a sudden fracture from the bones being too thin. Over 40% have low bone mass short of osteoporosis, and they're at high risk too.
Now, often when we think osteoporosis, we think mainly women. Is that correct?
Well, the body works against your bone density as you age, and whether you're male or female. But osteoporosis is more prevalent in women. Women have a lower concentration of the androgenic hormones that help build up muscle and bone mass than men. And women, of course, experience menopause, a dramatic drop-off in hormone levels, whereas men see a gradual decline in testosterone as we age. Now, that can change. And so, for example, treatments for prostate cancer that suppress testosterone may up the risk for osteoporosis.
So the consequences of osteoporosis, everybody's trying to avoid, whether through diet and exercise or medication. Really, what we're talking about here is a fracture.
Yeah, and if that happens in something like the neck of the femur, one of the more common locations, the intervention is indisputed. This is surgical repair, a stabilizing metal rod through the core of the bone. That's not the case when it comes to vertebrae in your back. If one of these vertebrae crunches down into what's called a compression fracture, non-surgical treatment is most common. Rest, pain control, physical therapy, temporary bracing if necessary.
Now, why that?
So your leg just isn't going to work without your femur solidly bearing weight, but a crunched down vertebrae can still bear weight, and in many cases, the pain subsides over time with conservative care. Of course, you may get more collapsed vertebrae in time, and then a surgery involving rods and screws may be necessary to keep your back straight and bearing weight.
So this must be where the controversial procedure comes in, because so far these don't seem like a lot of great options.
Well, that procedure called vertebroplasty was all the rage back when I was in medical school in the early 2000s. It was part of a new wave of minimally invasive procedures. You literally saw posters in the hospital corridors. The synthetic bone cement surgeons used to fill up holes after they took tumors out of bones. Those could be used to build up compressed vertebrae, and better yet, without a scalpel. A needle is placed directly into the bone, delivering the material. It made perfect sense. Lots of patients got immediate relief. Their spines looked better and more stable on x-rays. And then the studies came out.
Hold on. Isn't it supposed to work the other way around? Studies, then a procedure grows from those?
Well, we call it the practice of medicine for a reason, Jim. But there were studies, just smaller open studies. Two gold standard randomized control trials on vertebroplasty came out in 2009, showing it doing no better than placebo. Interest in the procedure crashed around the world.
It's not the end of the story, I take it.
Definitely not. Those trials focused on some very chronic patients. One could even argue their pain no longer came from their acute compression. A research group in Australia has now published a gold standard trial focusing on people whose fractures occurred less than 3 weeks prior. In that study, 44% of those getting vertebroplasty experienced major pain relief at 2 weeks versus 21% who got a placebo procedure. And 6 months down the road, that number is 69% to 47%.
Thanks, Dr. Vox. You know, no one wants to have to deal with something like a compression fracture, but it's good to know that vertebroplasty is a helpful option for some anyway. Until next week, that's the WABE Medical Minute, and feel better.
Thanks. Doctors sometimes get sick, too.